In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 11, letter number 3561, Baruch Hashem, the 17th day of Sivan, Tavshin, Tezvav, Brooklyn, Shalom of Racha. And the Rebbe says, I am responding to your letter dated the 12th of Sivan. So here is seemingly we had a young man who was of age, and he lived in Morocco, but he was looking for a shidduch, but he was also teaching. So he asked the Rebbe whether he should look for a shidduch in Morocco so he can continue doing his work over there. He was working in the yeshiva. Or should he go to Eretz Yisrael? So the Rebbe says, your idea is correct, and that you have in mind to look for a shidduch, a fitting shidduch for yourself, specifically in Morocco, and not to be so quick to make aliyah to our holy land, Tibon of Zikainin, through Mashiach Tzidkenu. The Rebbe wanted him to continue his holy work that he was doing. As we know, the Rebbe was always saying, the captain or the leaders always go last. They have the other people make aliyah and they stay behind to make sure that everybody is safe. So the Rebbe says, one of the main, of the 13 main principles of our religion, of our belief, is the belief in the coming of Mashiach. We believe every day that he will come. So the Rebbe says, if thousands and ten thousands of Yidden are looking forward and anticipating his coming, and they live in the diaspora, they live outside of Eretz Yisrael, there's thousands of Jews, so you can be included with all those that fear God, who serve him in the Chutz Laretz by learning Torah, observing mitzvahs, behidur. In other words, you can still be a very frum Jew while you are in Morocco. You don't have to leave Morocco in order to be, you can be part of the tens of thousands of frum Yidden. Especially, the Rebbe says, that Hashem has succeeded you, so that you are standing in a corner of light, that you are bringing close the hearts of the Jewish people to our Father in Heaven by providing a kosher education. There cannot be a better part. This is the part that you taking place. There's nothing better than being able to be involved in educating them and bringing them close to Hashem. Stand on your guard in what you are doing now, and very soon the promise will be fulfilled of the righteous Redeemer will come, and he will lead us in a koimimius, upright to our land with the true and complete redemption, with blessing for success and all the above. So the Rebbe is advising him that he stay in Morocco, continue his work, his vital work, and anticipate Mashiach to go up together with Mashiach when the promise will be fulfilled, as this is a main principle. We wait for Mashiach every day, and the Rebbe bless him has hatzlacha. And the Rebbe says, look for your shidduch in Morocco, and don't rush to go up to Eretz Yisrael. While the Rebbe, of course, supported Eretz Yisrael, he sent people there and everything else, but as individuals, the Rebbe suggests to him and to many others in other cases, that especially those who had functioning as leadership, educators, things like that, the Rebbe always wanted them to stay behind so that they can continue inspiring the people. Matter of fact, that's also some of the reasoning the Rebbe gave for him staying in the United States is because the all the work that can be done. You know, I'm sure there's many, many reasons, some said, some non said, but one of the reasons that the Rebbe said we had in the previous letters is that the work that is done in the United States and the diaspora doesn't allow for your personal, you know, the Rebbe would love to be in Israel, but the obligation, the responsibility, we're all born to serve Hashem. So if the service of Hashem brings you in one place, that's the place you have to be, if that's the place where you can make the most impact.